Check 1 2 1 2, bitch. Is up, people.
What up?
This is episode 302.
302
of the most consistent podcast in the AM area.
Give me a hell yeah.
Wouldn't want to. This is the logical sense. This is your boy Busby.
And over here it's your boy JC. No.
How the fuck you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How's life?
Life is good. You know, it's been raining like cats and dogs for the past week or two, but
yeah,
off and on and shit, but I've been good. Oh, man.
My hand's been scaling.
Palms are sweaty too?
No, like legit. So here's one thing I want to prep you. Here's a quick tidbit about fatherhood and parenthood. Your hands are going to be in water a lot more because you're washing bottles a lot more.
Mm.
And I forgot to lotion a lot of those times.
Uh-oh.
So my hands are scaly like scorpion.
Oh, shit.
And reptile.
Scorpion.
So when reptile. I was jogging one day during my break at work, all of a sudden this little crease in between my ring finger and my pinky started bleeding. And I was like, what the hell? And then I realized, I was like, I ain't put lotion on in like 3 days,
though. Oh, wow. Because you've just been doing in water and water and bottles.
Water and bottles, yeah. And then just wiping, and then, you know, putting a diaper on a baby, and then it rains, and then like,
sheesh.
And then hand sanitizer, and then it's just like, yeah, man. It's
sheesh.
Things I got to remember, bro.
Yeah, I remember I hit you up for Lovers and Friends, because they show like the roster for that shit.
Oh, yeah.
And you were just like, yeah. yeah, until 2018. Nah, not 2018. Till y'all turns 18. Yeah, ain't gonna happen, buddy.
Oh yeah, now that was the funny thing was I hit a Sante about that because we were joking,
mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, Busby sent me that. I said, and that was one of the quick reminders I had about who has kids and who doesn't.
Yeah,
I said because when you have kids, the first thing you look at a flyer isn't who's on the flyer. It's what's the date?
yeah.
Because I looked at that and I said, "What's the date?" Because if it's a date that something's going on, it ain't even worth looking on the flyer.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I saw May 4th, it was like,
nope, nope.
Brother, my Cinco de Mayo plans are blocked off for the next 18 to 22 years minimum.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. They got Janet, they got Weezy, Usher performing Confessions in its entirety, Snoop, Alicia Keys, Mary J. Blige, Gwen Stefani, Backstreet Boys. Okay. Nelly Furtado. Gwen Stefani, I could give. I'm like, you know what? She could join. But y'all niggas? NSYNC I could understand. But the Backstreet Boys?
Okay.
Sierra T. This is like literally TRL the tour. Like, goddamn, Luda, Nas.
I like how on the flyer they put Nelly, and then right next to Nelly, it's Ja Rule and Ashanti.
Ja Rule and Ashanti. TLC, MIA, T-Pain. Oh my God. I'm really looking at this. Oh my God. This is the new Rock the Bells. And it's all in one day. Good luck. It's all one day.
Yeah.
Remember how Rock the Bells used to be like that for one day? Oh, damn. You got to pick and choose.
Yeah, God bless them doing it for 2 days.
God knows, one day.
No, when they went to 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
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 Nah, but I'll be throwing a one-year-old birthday party at that. On that
ain't nothing wrong with that.
Hell no, nah, it ain't nothing wrong with that. But I will say this, somebody better be streaming. Somebody better be streaming, yeah. that Carter 3 set.
Yeah, Carter.
I don't care if I'm singing happy birthday to Giannis.
A milli. Yeah. Shit. If Wayne even remembers the damn lyrics to that shit, fuck,
right.
What version he's going to do.
Right.
But, yeah, man. Let's get with the shits. Playoffs.
And I've been waiting, baby.
It is championship weekend. Yeah, how we got here.
Y'all
we
won.
Was we picked some right. We got some wrong. We was nervous after the third game.
which game we talking about?
Busby hit me right after the Packers whooped that ass.
Oh yeah.
And said, "Give me a nigga, hell, yeah. Go 0-4, I swear to God."
Yeah. So who were we wrong about?
We was wrong about the first three games of the weekend.
Well, yeah, we sure were.
But one thing I've always said, and I told Giannis face to face, I said, "Boy, don't ever feel bad about being wrong about the Cowboys losing. See, I will never feel bad about the Cowboys losing."
I should have went with my fucking gut. Because when I said it, I was like, I don't trust these niggas. But then I was like, well, they're at home. The Packers are wishy-washy. They're good. I don't trust the Cowboys. But I was like, I can see them beating the Packers. But then Martine was in my head, and he was just like, Jordan Love is pretty damn good. And I was like, we'll see. Well, I saw.
Yeah.
At home, at AT&T Stadium. I can't believe we're still talking about these niggas 2 weeks later.
Yeah, Texans whooped that ass against the Browns. CJ Stroud, man.
Oh, my God. Man.
Yeah, I was joking. I text Busby right during that game. CJ Stroud heard the podcast, said, "Oh, I'm pussy, you niggas."
Pussy. Yeah. Hey, man, D'Amico Ryans, man. Yeah. First playoff win. Good for him.
Joe Flacco. Somebody on Twitter said Joe Flacco looked over the sidelines, saw Jay Prince with the 80. Just threw them two pick sixes.
Yeah.
Chiefs and Dolphins. Yeah.
I was frozen, wrong on that.
Frozen.
All of a sudden, Patrick Mahomes' receivers decided to catch.
Right.
So I was like, oh, so now you niggas know how to catch.
Right.
All right.
Packers Cowboys, yeah, that's just funny in itself. Self-explanatory.
That made my whole weekend.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I apologize for being wrong. I don't give a damn being wrong when the Cowboys lose. I'll be wrong 24/7. I don't give a damn. Cowboys lost. Delicious.
And then the fucking I was right about Bucks.
No, not the Lions Rams.
Oh yeah, by the skin of their teeth, Lions won that shit.
Yeah. Good game.
It was a good game.
Bills Steelers.
Bills. It got delayed because of the weather shit, but the Bills ended up winning.
Yeah. Bucks Eagles. So that was Monday night. So then Sunday, when the injury report came out and it said that AJ Brown was not going to play, that's when I conceded and I was like, yeah, that shit's done.
I told you, them niggas did not want to play. When you watched it, they just did not show up. They did not want to play. They gave Baker Mayfield confidence.
Well, it's also the fact when your number one receiver's out, there's not much to spread around.
And also, Baker Mayfield got an incentive because he won that playoff game, $250,000, man. Round of applause for that man.
Yep. That shit on MLK Day.
You got it on MLK Day. Hell yeah, it was on MLK Day. Yeah. But yeah, me and JC were wrong about damn it, all those games.
Busby went 3-3. I went 2-4.
Who was I right about?
Because you had Bucks over Eagles. I picked Eagles over Bucks. Mm-hmm. I don't care if AJ Brown didn't play. Like,
I was wrong about the Cowboys.
So was I. So
I was wrong about the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm. We went 0-3 to start. Yeah. And then you went 3-0 to finish.
Fuck it. I'll take it.
And then I didn't make any predictions live on social media, but I went 4-0 in the divisional. Ravens beat the Texans. I don't know who picked the Texans in that one.
But it was I was pulling for D'Amico, but it was just like, let's see if what's his name? If Lamar can do it. And Lamar did it. Boy done did it. Four touchdowns, two of them were rushing and shit like that. I mean, they had him on their heels though. D'Amico and the Texans, they had them on their heels.
Until the third quarter started.
Yeah, I think more than the fourth. And
they beat their ass.
Yeah, they put them in submission.
Beat their ass like it was the wire.
Yeah, beat their ass. And I was like, Lamar Jackson going to the AFC Championship. You could keep your job, Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it was 49ers Packers.
Okay.
How's your blood pressure?
Martine went to Berkeley to watch it at this restaurant full of Niner fans.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, my nigga. Yeah, that was a game, Doug.
Give me a hell yeah.
That was a game. Debo got taken out. It was raining. And pretty much God was like, no, Brock, you're gonna have to earn this win. And it was scary. Jordan Love is him. He's good. But at the end of the and I'm telling you, I'm gonna give y'all a layout of what happened. Because I was just feeling it, and I just said, God, you know what? I just want to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's all I want. I want to win the Super Bowl this year. That's all I ask for. Please let us win this. I just want to win the Super Bowl. As soon as I said that, the kicker missed the field goal. And then the Niners got the ball back, and it was 6 minutes. Brock Purdy, you're on. On. Drove down that field. Christian McCaffrey touchdown. And then fucking Greenlaw picked the ball off. We're going to the NFC Championship.
Yep.
And for the full week, everybody.
We'll get to that.
Oh, yeah, I'll get to that in a bit, yeah.
And then, what was it, Sunday? So, Sunday, Lions beat the Bucks.
Yeah, Baker was balling his ass off. But then I said in the fourth quarter, I was like, Baker's going to throw a pick. And lo and behold, Baker threw a pick.
Yeah, he threw it to the one motherfucker he, of all people, didn't want to throw it to. CJ.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, it was a tip drill, but still.
Yeah.
I mean, still, the Lions came out.
They did.
Came out with that dog.
They sure did.
And, well, yeah, so they got their first playoff victory in the opening round in decades.
Mm-hmm.
And then now it's their first
NFC championship
appearance in God knows when.
God knows when.
And boy, Dan Campbell, man. He may be a wild boy, but they fight for that wild boy.
They some fighters. They will go down fighting.
Yeah.
I give them props on that.
And then you got Chiefs Bills. So like you were saying, you don't have any faith in the Cowboys, and we should have listened.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said it best, and I was trying to find a way to describe it to you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have faith in Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said it best. Mm-hmm. It's because the Bills are the Cowboys of the AFC.
Damn. Because my boy Lamar said some shit very similar, but he called them the fucking, what did he say? He's Kevin Durant if he never went to the fucking Warriors. That's what he called Josh Allen. Huh. I was like, damn. Like, I don't know what was harsh, that or this. Like, damn.
Yeah, they can't get right. Actually, let me rephrase that. They always get right. It's always wide right.
It was at home, too.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. I was at work watching that game, and my supervisor came to me because he's a Chiefs fan. Right at that moment, I'm like, oh, they're about to kick the field goal. And he's like, oh, shit, about to kick the field goal? Yeah, they can tie it up. And then as soon as he fucking wide right, he's like, oh, shit, y'all won. And it was like the Vincent Price laugh. That's what he gave me.
Yep.
He gave me the Vincent. He's like, ha, yeah, nigga. Even though he thought they were going to lose. Hell, I thought they were going to lose. I thought the Bills were going to at least make it to Vegas, but damn, dude. Someone keeps saying, oh, this is Tom Brady versus Peyton Manning. And so I was like, no, this ain't Tom Brady versus Peyton Manning. This is Tom Brady versus Philip Rivers. And I was like, damn.
Yeah,
fans were crying in the stands and shit.
Well, yeah, I mean, my mom was watching. She said, are they really crying? Is it that serious? I said, well, mom, you got to understand. Imagine being a little boy that's as old as Giannis and then being a grown-ass man my age and all you know is wide right.
And it happened at home, not in Vegas.
It's not even like being at home. Like, it's just that's all you know, yeah. Wide right.
Yeah, man.
You shoveled snow.
Yeah.
For this.
Called in sick to work, most likely.
You watched Damar Hamlin for this.
Can we talk about that play?
Somebody did this.
What's the coach's name? For the Bills?
Look
up his name right
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
I'm going to look up his name because he needs to go to jail for that.
Yeah.
Like that. Like you need to go to jail.
Yeah, he death row until you find his name.
He death row. Nah, nigga. Nah. Bills coach. Oh,
McDermott.
Yes.
What's his name? Is Doug McDermott?
Bills coach. What the fuck's his name? Who's the coach? Sean McDermott.
There you go.
Why?
You might as well let Josh Allen throw the ball.
Like, you tried to do a fourth and five, and you tried to give it to who? Do you give it
DeMar
to
Hamlin.
DeMar Hamlin for a fake play? You tried to get a Disney fucking ending. The Chiefs said, "The fuck you doing?" At that point, at that moment, I knew they were going to lose.
Yeah.
Why did? Yeah, he needs to get fired.
I mean, it came in threes. You had DeMar Hamlin who got snuffed. He got snuffed, and this time the ambulance didn't come out. Then you had Josh Allen, who clearly missed Shakur right in the middle.
Yeah, he was super open, too. It was right there, like literally right there, and he just missed it.
And then the kicker missed.
He did bomb it to fucking, what's his name, to Gibbs, and Gibbs, it just slipped out of Gibbs' fingers Diggs. And shit. Diggs, that's it, yeah.
You said Gibbs.
Oh, Gibbs. 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 Yeah, it slipped out of his hands and shit, and it's just like, bro, are they ever going to, it's the Chiefs. It has nothing to do with fucking, who did he lose to? The Chiefs, and he lost to fucking Joe Burrow, right? The Bengals, too?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I got the ass whooped. Bengals whooped that ass. So
it's like, you can't get over Joe Burrow, you can't get over Patrick Mahomes. And Patrick Mahomes said it in the locker room, they got what they asked for, because that was Patrick Mahomes' first away game in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Ever.
Somebody on Twitter said it best. They posted the Raising Canyon clip of Rock. So, I'm tired of going through this shit. So let me explain to you one more time.
I own you, nigga. That's how he owns Josh Allen. I own you, nigga. And then yeah. Lou just like, he about to cry. That's Josh Allen.
Griselda told Taylor Swift to check in. And now Taylor Swift telling Griselda, nah, you niggas check in with me.
You check in with me. Yeah, literally. And now off to Baltimore they go.
Yeah.
So who you choosing?
Oh, boy.
This is like, this is, man.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. This is literally two Titans fighting, bro. Yeah. Like, I don't want to go against Patrick Mahomes.
I want Lamar Jackson to go, but I think the Chiefs are going back.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. I'm pulling for the Ravens. And I know it sounds like I'm hedging. Mm-hmm. So, again, I'm pulling. If I come back, if how it goes on the next episode, if the Chiefs go, then I'll say I was wrong. Uh-huh. Because I'm pulling for the Ravens.
Yeah.
But something tells me the Chiefs are going to go.
The Ravens defense has a way of humbling people. They humble teams.
Oh, yeah.
All
oh,
season. Yeah, for they sure. humbled us, the Dolphins. Every team you felt you could go up against them, that defense will humble you.
Yeah.
And I still, even with these two wins, I still don't trust those receivers.
Because the Chiefs defense has now proven that they can keep Patty in the game and give him a shot. But and the receivers, like you said, have woken up now.
For now. I still don't trust them. I feel it's going to catch up to
them. What I'm saying is that defense has proven they can keep them in the game just long enough now. That's the dangerous part about the playoffs. Mm-hmm. You just need your defense to keep you in just for one series.
Exactly.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. Who am I picking? Let's get to the Niners and because I have to choose who I want to go against. Because if we win, I have to decide who I want revenge on. Do I want revenge on Thanos, or do I want to go to the dude that, you know, beat us on Christmas? I want Thanos. So I say I'm pulling for the Chiefs. Not pulling for the Chiefs, not wanting them to win, but if it's the Chiefs, I won't be mad. If it's the Ravens, I won't be mad. So I don't got a choice.
I just want six.
Yeah, I just want the ring right now.
Nigga, you want to know how long it's been Quest for Six? It's been Quest for Six since JC was rooting for the niggas.
I'm still thinking who I think is going to win. I'm going, what's my gut tell me? Fuck it, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes. I can't go against
I'm a root for the Ravens. But like I said, I won't, you know. Something tells me that gosh damn Patty Mahomes, man.
Gosh darn Patrick Mahomes. He just, yeah. But then again, like I said, I still don't trust his receivers. And that defense, like I said, like Lamar called them, they're like the Legion of Boom. That's what they remind them of. And I just don't – that defense has a way of humbling motherfuckers. So yeah. We are going to see.
Now, the NFC game.
Niners, nigga. You don't even know.
I'm going to pick the Niners, but I will say this. Mm. Something is telling me
– I don't like that.
Something is telling me it's going to be Lions by one of the most heartbreaking reasons.
Why you say that shit?
I don't know. Something's telling me some Kyle Williams shit. Something's just saying some Kyle Williams shit.
Man.
I can't explain it. I just, that.
This episode 302. You made me mad now, man.
Something just, I don't know. I watched the screen. They said Debo's playing, and something in my gut just said, oh, Kyle Williams. Not even Debo related. I don't know. I just can't explain it why. It's just, I don't know. There's something like, there's just a something over that field that just has some bad juju.
Oh, I know who it is.
Oh, no. It ain't got nothing to do with him. It's got everything to do with that 53-man roster. Something's taking place. I don't know. But I think the Lions are... Because, again, I spoke this in the Godfather chat opening night. Uh-huh. When the Lions won, I said, Lions to the Super Bowl? And it's just playing out that way. So
Niners.
I'll say Niners. Again, I'm not hedging because if the Lions come in and win, I'll say, hey, I was wrong because I'm going to rock with the Niners. But someone's just telling me that Kyle Williams kind of shit is lurking in the background.
No, I'm just watch you say that. I'm already stressed as it is about this goddamn team.
Don't listen to me, nigga. I started the playoffs 0-3. Don't worry about what I say. For all you know, 49ers going to win 49-0 for all you know.
But then I could just be delayed for this fucking Super Bowl for all I know, man. It's just like we always have bad luck happen to us. Just like last year. Well, there's a reason for that bad luck. I don't even want to say
what happened last year?
The Eagles. Brock Purdy when he's...
Oh, yeah.
That shit. Yeah. It's always something. I just want them to win... The sixth ring, that's all I want. After that, you could blow the team up for all that fucking care. I just want my moment. That's all I want. Man, why'd you say that? Next topic.
Head coaches. In Raider Nation, I got my Super Bowl. Antonio Pierce.
And I've been waiting, baby.
He's no longer interim head coach. He is the Raiders head coach. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Colors.
That's a good fit for
you. I saw that. I woke up. I said, oh, my God, we didn't fuck it up. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Hey, man, I think he's trying to make up for his dad's sins. Mark Davis trying to make up for his dad's sins. Trying to make it up. So, hey.
Something's going on. Yeah, Antonio Pierce, and then we got a new division mate, Jim Harbaugh.
At the Chargers.
Yeah, he on his way to L.A.
Hey, man. I'm happy for little brother Harbaugh, man. Mm-hmm. He escaped Michigan before they started cracking down on his ass.
Got their ass a title. He said, I mean, all right, I'm out.
All right, bye. And him going to the Chargers, that's the best fit for him.
Yep.
He already got, what's his name? Justin Herbert. Got Joey Bosa. He got a squad. All he needs to do is fix the offense. Mm-hmm. Defense needs some tweaking and shit, but he needs to fix the offense. And they're going to get the Jim Harbaugh experience. Charger fans, you about to experience.
Yeah. But it's going to be an experience because, yeah.
You're going to waste all your timeouts in the first quarter.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah,
that's when shit gets exciting.
but you gonna be on. You're more than likely gonna be on the victory side of them 7-point games than you were this year when you were looking at the scoreboard like, how do we lose by 5?
Yeah,
yeah.
So y'all gonna be you're gonna win by a lot of field goals.
Jared Mayo, Patriots.
Good for him.
But you know, we talked about that on the last one. But I liked his presser.
Yeah.
They asked him about racism or you know what it meant. And he was like, well, if you don't see me as a black man, you don't see racism. And I was like, I like that.
I like him.
I don't know if Boston gonna like you though, nigga.
No, that's what I said. He's on the clock, man.
Oh yeah.
What happened to your chef?
There is powerful niggardry at work here.
He's on the clock.
Yeah.
One bet, one loss, and they're gonna want him gone.
They're gonna treat him like Coach Coon.
Mm-hmm. Just remember the Titans, yep. Nigga. Yep. Watch him go undefeated.
I'm actually going to pull for the Patriots just because of Coach Jared, but damn, he's going to lose one time. They're going to throw his ass out.
He needs a quarterback. That's what he needs. Or he's going to make Mac Jones great.
Yep.
We'll see.
Titans got Brian Callahan. I don't know who the fuck that is.
Me neither.
Panthers got Dave Canales. I don't know who the fuck that is. Seahawks and Conquistadors are still looking.
Yep.
But then we got the Falcons.
And I've been waiting, baby.
They interviewed Bill Belichick twice just to hire Raheem Morris.
Just, how can you? to have a date with a bad bitch, two good dates with a bad bitch, and then get with her ugly friend.
Oh, because I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
They pulled Bill Belichick in for that second interview.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, Bill.
Bill.
What do you feel about Magic City? Bill said, oh, I love Magic City. Nothing feels better than being up in that film room. That's what I call Magic City.
You gotta go.
Get the fuck out of here.
You gotta go.
Get the fuck out of here, Bill.
I know. They closed that Zoom meeting real quick. Because you know it was a Zoom meeting. They closed that shit real quick. Like, fuck out of here. But Belichick shouldn't coach at all, in my opinion. But that's just me. Watch him go to the Commanders. He's going to go to the Commanders. Watch.
Oh, man.
Either the Commanders
or... what if he ends up in Seattle?
I still don't trust it. I honestly, I feel he's washed now, to be honest. I really feel he's washed. I could be wrong, but the game's done passed him by, man. That's just in my opinion.
I think he may have an opportunity if he's not in control of front office stuff.
Yeah.
If he's just dedicated to coaching and if he just gets input... He's not actually in control. Might have a shot one time.
If he's a coach, like if he just strictly wants to just be the coach and not be in control of everything,
yeah,
maybe. But like I said, I don't trust. Like no matter where he goes, I don't think it's gonna be. Who knows? Maybe.
Right.
Maybe.
So that's football.
Mm-hmm.
And to finish out with some sports, it's all entertainment on the sports side.
Mm-hmm.
We still got sports entertainment we got to talk about. Basketball.
It's my favorite sport.
Basketball. This shit popped up. Woj bomb popped up, and I was like, nigga, what?
Mm-hmm.
Bucks fired Adrian Griffin. And this nigga showed up, got hired, made it to his lunch break, and they were like, yeah, nigga, you got to go.
Mm-hmm.
It was just confusing because they were 30-13. Which was good for the second best record in the NBA.
I was like, damn, he must have did something. He must have done something to piss these niggas off for them to fire his ass.
Basically, the locker room just didn't mesh with him. And he was just a rookie coach with high expectations. Because Giannis was already 50-50 by the time he came in. And then they added Damian Lillard. So the window for that championship window was already, the margin for error wasn't there.
Yeah.
And he's a rookie coach. So, from that aspect, I get it. But at the same time, it's like, you guys really should have thought about that beforehand.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't like Giannis was going to do a rebuild. Rebuild. Thank you. A rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
So then when about an hour later, when I see who's coming in or they're talking, and I was like, that's who you let Adrian Griffin go? You let him go for Doc Rivers? Y'all niggas might as well get ready for that 3-1 blown lead.
Seriously. And lo and behold, Doc Rivers is now their coach.
Oh, my God. Oh, bruh. Guess who's
going to tell the lie? Somebody did this. Guess who's going
to tell the lie? I said that Doc Rivers got white privilege.
Yeah.
So he must got something on both David Stern and Adam Silver.
Mm-hmm.
This is the same man who... Do you know the story, Busby?
What story?
About Doc Rivers, Paul George, and his daughter.
Uh-uh.
So when Doc Rivers was coaching the... What did he coach the Clippers? No, he didn't coach the Clippers when Paul George was there. Did he?
Yeah, he did.
He did. Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Okay. So... before Paul George got there,
mm-hmm.
Paul George dated Doc Rivers' daughter.
I remember that. I remember he dated his daughter, yeah.
He also cheated on Doc Rivers' daughter.
I remember that, yeah.
Doc Rivers said, hey, sorry, girl, but I got to win these. I got to win something. Then he went ahead and traded for Paul George.
Oh, shit.
That's what ignited the Austin Rivers shit in the bubble in the playoffs and all that stuff. Yeah. Fighting for his sister honor and all that.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then you add in the connection because Austin, because now you know, as it plays out, there's still that connection.
Mm-hmm.
Doc Rivers' daughter is now married to Seth Curry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that whole
dynamic.
Right. The point I'm making is that Doc Rivers would sell out his own.
Yeah, sell out his own family to try to win.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I don't blame him. So, hey, fuck it. So, you know, well, God bless.
Yeah.
Bucks. And he saw them all running around dancing and shit during the
pregame. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Them niggas were happy that nigga was gone.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, damn. The last time I saw that was in the Raider locker room when Josh McDaniels was gone. Like, oh, them niggas were happy.
Except Adrian Griffin didn't do half the damn things that Josh McDaniels did.
Well, we don't know what happened behind the scenes.
He didn't do shit that he did. I'll tell you that much. Yeah. I don't have to see behind the damn scenes.
Yeah, Josh McDaniels. Yeah, that's not a wild boy. That's a fuck boy right there.
Yeah.
Shit.
All-Star starters came out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not came out.
Yeah.
They were announced.
I was like, whoa. Oh, I'm sorry.
Boo this man.
I deserve that. For the East, Giannis is the... It's funny saying Giannis. I keep thinking...
I know, right? You're a baby boy.
For the East, Giannis is the captain. Then you got Joel Embiid, Damian Lillard, Jason Tatum. And then you have... First time... This motherfucker just baller, bro.
Who?
Tyrese Halliburton.
Oh yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about him.
This is like the, you know, I say Steph Curry's like God's my player.
Mm-hmm.
This is like you're my player, like the average my player.
Oh, where, wow.
where you create the nigga and he got like 18 assists and no turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is him.
Oh wow.
Yeah, this is that guy.
Huh.
And then for the West, of course,
LeBron.
LeBron is captain. KD, Joker, Luka, no Steph.
That's interesting. He's on the bench, right?
Shai Gilchrist-Alexander.
Really?
Because that nigga balling.
Oh, okay.
Putting up 30 on these niggas.
Oh, wow.
And the Thunder's like third seed.
Wow. So Steph is on the bench this year.
Yeah, he's going to come off the bench.
Wow.
He's going to get the All-Star. But
I mean, obviously, but wow.
But
that's,
man,
a first.
Remember, Steph was being talked about. And again, take this one tongue-in-cheek.
Mm-hmm.
Steph's still one of the greats.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, once upon a time, they were talking about, is Steph better than LeBron? LeBron came over to that nigga conference and said, get the fuck up out of here, nigga.
Yeah, pretty much.
Get the fuck up out of here, little nigga.
Take that dumb shit with you. All the lines from Snowfall, man. Those are, where the bitches at? Yeah.
Where the titties and the bitches?
Get the fuck out of here. Teach your man how to squat.
Get the fuck out of here, little nigga.
Take that dumb shit with you. I love that line.
Yeah, I'm okay with the All-Stars.
Okay.
Actually, I'm like, going that, I'm okay. The Dame Lillard one, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Only because maybe Trae Young, but, I mean, you look at the Hawks' record.
What was their record?
It ain't
good.
There's a reason why they're shopping DeJounte Murray.
Oof.
Okay, so, as a Lakers fan.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all niggas, man.
Uh-oh.
Y'all knew what it was with D'Angelo Russell,
oh,
all right?
Shit.
I got love for D'Lo. He served his purpose. But we knew what it was when we brought his contract back. It had nothing to do with wanting to bring him back full time. You knew that if you lost D'Angelo Russell in the offseason, you were going to lose that contract, and you weren't going to be able to replace the contract. You had to bring him back. We knew he was going to be trade bait. This nice shooting streak that he has, it's cool. It's been nice for the last week and a half. He's going to disappear again. You got to get some value for him now. Get DeJounte Murray. I've seen a bunch of Lakers fans bitch and complain that D'Lo disappeared for like the last 2 months, and now that he's got a hot streak for the last 2 weeks, it's like, don't trade him.
Mm.
No. Shut up. Fuck out of here.
Shut up.
Oh, that's what it is too. Pacers got Pascal Siakam.
Oh, wow. Okay.
From the Raptors.
Oh, wow.
That was a good trade.
Well, it sounds like a good trade.
It's not one that necessarily moves them up just yet, but boy, that sets them up real nice for the next offseason. They can get some experience together because he goes with Tyrese Halliburton now.
Mm.
They really didn't get. They gave up like a box of Thin Mints to get him. They really didn't give up shit.
Mm.
They got some cap space going into the offseason. Boy, that's a nice setup for the next offseason for them.
Mm.
Yeah, that's basketball.
That's what's up.
Before we get to Mr. WWE, WWE.
My expertise. My expertise.
Yeah.
Do the good shit first.
Yeah.
Do the good news.
And I've been waiting, baby.
Earlier this week, WWE has announced that Netflix is going to be the new home of Raw. It's not Monday Night Raw because it may be moved off Mondays, but it's gonna be on Netflix now. It's gonna be streamed live on Netflix, and I was like, wow.
That Netflix and chill just got some
Netflix
raw.
And raw. Yeah. Yeah, no pun intended. Netflix and raw. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's gonna be like that for. They got like a 5-year contract or 10-year contract for like five. That's worth like $5 billion. Pretty much everything outside of the U.S., like everything WWE is gonna be streaming on Netflix. So pretty much this is gonna be for the first time ever. Netflix is gonna be WWE is gonna be the guinea pig to see if they can like stream live broadcasting onto their platform. So
it's working everywhere else.
Yeah, they only did live broadcasting like once or twice with the whole Chris Rock stand-up. That was live.
Yeah.
Then they did the Love is Blind reunion, which failed. But, you know, that was kind of a success. It wasn't a success, but, you know, they learned from it. Now they're gonna stream the SAG Awards on Netflix. So now they're going to bring...
Well, I say it's working everywhere else because you look at the realm of sports. I mean, look, Peacock with the NFL. Mm-hmm,
Amazon.
And then you look at, of course, the Amazon. Oh. And then you look at Max when they're bringing on all the TNT.
Mm-hmm. With the NBA TNT programming. And soccer.
Paramount Plus with the CBS viewing at the end, mm-hmm. both the NFL, and then you get into March Madness. Mm-hmm. Netflix had to do something.
Oh, yeah, they had to. And getting WWE, that's a good call. That's a good move.
Absolutely.
I woke up to that. I was like, holy shit, this is going to be interesting. So now the shit may not be 3 hours no more. They can do what they want. I'm like, oh, this is fire.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And on top of that, TKO, like the company that's over WWE, UFC, they announced that Dwayne The Rock Johnson is now on their executive board. He's part of the board of directors.
Give me a hell yeah!
That's appropriate. If you smell!
That's what we got on the board.
I know.
They got that nigga on the board. We got Austin.
We got Austin on the board. Austin don't care about that shit. You gotta just drink beer and chill. Hell yeah!
Give me a hell yeah!
Yeah. But Rock said one of the reasons why, because he wants to help spread, you know, WWE awareness, and he wants rights to his name. So now he owns the rights to The Rock, because WWE owned it.
I like that.
Like the equivalent of Jay-Z getting his master.
Yep.
So, yep. You know, and they were at Wall Street, and they were ringing the bell, and everyone was up there. You saw Rock, you saw Triple H, you saw Nick Khan. Nick Khan is the MVP. He's the one that did all this
shit. Oh, yeah,
for
sure.
And there was one other guy that was there, Vince McMahon. So, all that came out. Guess who's going to
tell the lie? Somebody did this. Guess who's going to tell
the lie? I get a yuck.
Yeah. Mr. Nasty Time.
I saw Vince. And I had this feeling like he's up there with Rock. And I was like, Rock wouldn't be up there if Vince is there because that could fuck up his image.
It wouldn't be Netflix and Raw without Mr. Nasty Time.
So a few days later, the Wall Street Journal yet again creeped in because Vince just couldn't, you know, help himself.
That just sounds wrong.
What? The Wall Street Journal?
No, just that's a double entendre. Don't ask me how, because Vince just couldn't help himself.
Hell yeah. So an article dropped saying that a woman is suing him, has a lawsuit on WWE and TKO for Vince McMahon for sex trafficking.
What kind of shit is that?
I read that like, huh? And this chick is the same chick that was accused. That she wasn't accused. This is the same chick he paid off when the first allegations came out. He was supposed to pay her $3 million and shit like that. Where it turns out he didn't pay her all the money. He only paid her $1 million, the first $1 million, and then like $100,000 for like doctor fees and shit. And then he didn't pay the rest of the shit. So she was like, "Oh well, shit. I'm gonna tell my story." And she pulled a Cassie.
See, I don't condone any of this shit, obviously. Mm-hmm. So I want to make that perfectly clear by prefacing that from what I'm about to say. Okay. I don't condone any of that nasty shit that he done did or is accused of doing. What I am going to say is, if you are accused of doing that nasty shit that you are accused of doing, you better make sure you got the 3.1 ready to go right then and there. And you better make sure that check clears right then and there. And he owed her $3 million. I say 3.1 just to make sure that shit don't come back and bite you in the ass.
Here's the thing. It was multiple women. There was multiple women he paid off. And it was company money. That's why he got fucked. He knew he couldn't keep going back in the pot like that. It was multiple women, my nigga. So this is just...
Somebody did this.
It was over $20 million. I remember that's what the point.
When that nigga got that mustache turned into Vicente.
This goes for years, bro. But this is just one woman. She said her experience. I'm not going to say her name. You can do the Googles and shit like that. Shout out to her, though, for coming out and having the courage. So they had a court document. It was 67 pages. Man, I've seen other ones that are like 200. I was going to read that. But I was like, 67 pages? I can read. I can read this shit. First page?
I can read.
My homegirl told me that same shit.
I can't read. Did you just congratulate me for reading?
Did you congratulate me for reading? I can read.
Hey, your brother be telling us you be reading. Congratulations, nigga.
Did you just congratulate me for reading? My homegirl, I told my homegirl about that. She's like, oh, you read? I was like, fuck you. She said, I didn't know you read. Anyway.
I read wrong, nigga.
I read wrong, nigga. There's only 67 pages. And I was like, how bad can it be?
Oh, man.
Boy. This dude. Viewer discretion advised. Yes,
somebody did this.
I shouldn't be laughing at this, but he did some nasty shit to this poor woman. And people are saying, oh, well, she allowed it to happen. I'm like, no, she had no family. She was broke. She had no job. Vince McMahon literally pried on her and coerced her to do what she wanted. Because if she said no, he was going to use it against her.
I wonder if people understand that there is such a thing as people being taken advantage of.
Yes.
Like, and manipulated.
Yes, dog. And she was manipulated and pretty much passed around the office. Oh, yeah, Brock Lesnar's a part of it, too, by the way. I don't know if you heard about that.
I did not.
Yeah, he used her as a negotiation tactic to get Brock Lesnar to re-sign with the company. And Brock entertained it and was texting her and wanted videos and pictures. And instead, he requested a video of her pissing.
Guess who's going to tell the lie? Somebody did this. Guess who's going to tell the lie?
What kind of shit is that?
Oh, yeah. No, what kind of shit is that? No pun intended.
This nigga want to be R. Kelly. Like,
No. Did you read?
I did not read any of this.
So
I only read one group of text messages, and that was enough for me to say, I'm just going to wait for BuzzFeed to explain this. And then they went and pulled up the old tweet going out to party with Puffy.
Did he? So, oh, God. Okay, I'm going to say this one story that she said, because there was a lot of stories. She said that during the height of COVID, I'm talking March, I'm talking when everything got shut down the first month in 2020, she had a threesome with Vince and his private trainer. And this man proceeded to shit on her face and told her.
Oh, nah, you don't got to keep going. Nah, well, you don't got to keep going. Nah. Yeah. Lock this motherfucker up, bro. No. That's a no.
Hey, ew!
Get the guillotine. That nigga got to go on death row.
He had dildos that were named after wrestlers. If it was a black dildo, he named it after a black wrestler.
You're fucking with Crime Time.
Fucking with Biggie or fucking with John Cena or Shawn Michaels. This is, or Roman Reigns. He called him That's just she got raped in the fucking office. Like, there was so much in this document.
Man, oh, bro,
I'm telling you, this is bad, bad, bad. All because he didn't pay this bitch. And only I shouldn't be laughing, but that's how bad it got. After all the good news that WWE's happened, this is what happened. The people within WWE, they knew this shit. They knew what was going on, but he had...
Why did they allow this man to get on stage?
I gotta rewind. So when the allegations first came out last year or 2022 and shit, right? They persuaded him, like Vince, like Stephanie, Triple H, allegedly, they persuaded him to step down because it was getting too hot. Because they were saying, yeah, you done too much shit, you had to retire. So when he retired, and you remember that? Remember when I told you about the whole sports, not yeah. sports, when HBO was calling and he got spooked?
Yeah.
He stepped down. So then in the middle of the, he went to Italy, he disappeared for a minute. Then he was thinking the coast was clear and he was trying to come back. So he let the board of directors know, like, hey, I'm coming back. And the board of directors, which included Triple H, which included Nick Khan, which included Stephanie McMahon, they all said, this is not a good idea for you to come back because there's shit out there that has not come out. And if you come out, you could really fuck shit up. Vince said, fuck that shit. Forced his way back on the board because he still had majority power and shit like that. Destroyed the board of directors. Stephanie McMahon stepped down and he had full control and he forced to sell. For WWE, that's why the shit went on sale, WWE, because he wanted someone to buy the company so he could get back into power. So that's why he went to Ari Emanuel from Endeavor, and he's thinking he's cool with Ari Emanuel. He's like, oh, shit, you know, we all boys and shit like that, so he could just, as soon as we get this merger going, he could have me in charge. No, it didn't happen. He's like, yeah, you're chairman of the board, but you're going to be right over here. We know you win some shit, but you're going to be right here. We're going to let your son-in-law take control of this shit. You're not going to have control of the TV. You're going to be right here because you're too hot right now. You got too much shit out there. Ugh.
So basically, this nigga was Calvin and paid in full.
What do you
mean? He got out and Ace was like, nigga, I'm trying to put you on, but you too hot right now. And then he was like, but what about Mitch? And he was like, Mitch know how to sit down and shut the fuck up. You too hot. You too flashy. He goes, I'm going to see you. And then that's when Rico came up and was like, this nigga Kermit. And he goes, I'm going to see you.
So Vince could shut up.
Vince basically was Calvin.
In a way, yeah. He went to Saudi's boxing matches.
Vince put that mustache on and became Kermit.
Yeah. And then after that, and then I knew something was going to happen because I had a feel. Because whoever sent that email to the Wall Street Journal, was an anonymous email about this relationship. Because this nigga was going around, when I read the document, he was telling her, he was going around telling people about her. Showing videos, showing pictures. Like, hey, yeah, look at who I'm fucking right here. Da, da, da. He told everybody in the company because he felt, what are they going to do? This is my business. I can do what the fuck I want to do.
Wrong.
Wrong. Yeah, someone snitched, of course. So that's, and then Linda McMahon found out and he got scared. So yeah, why did they let this nigga back? They didn't want this nigga back. They put him in a corner. And
this
then now.
Like, this is the equivalent of just doing some shit and going on TikTok and thinking you're invincible. And then when the police come up at your door, you're like, who snitched on me?
Who snitched on me? You snitched on yourself. You done that yourself.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it got bad. It got so bad to the point, like, before I came to your house, a report came out that Slim Jim dropped out as their endorsement for WWE's endorsement because of that nigga. That was one of their biggest endorsements. Well, they didn't drop out. They just said, we're going to put a pause because this story is pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
And then other endorsements were threatening to drop. So as soon as the money got funny, I knew Vince was gone. And literally before we recorded, the news broke that Vince McMahon has stepped down as chairman of the TKO and WWE. He is gone. He doesn't have voting power. He has his money, but the one thing he wanted most was power. And he don't got that no more. Guess who's
gonna tell the lie? Somebody did this.
Here, in the words of JR, in the words of JR, oh, no. Okay.
Give me a hell yeah.
Yeah. And that's going to be the story of Vince McMahon. He can't come back. He's basically Chris Benoit himself.
Die and be a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
He literally became who he was. He became who he what he hated. He hated wrestling. He took it from his dad. He wanted to make it to a big global business, which he succeeded at. And then he just got power hungry and fucked it up. Yeah, that's a damn, I mean, the company's going to roll on. The wheel's just going to keep turning. His family doesn't run the shit no more. He hated it so much. Like when they let him step down, Stephanie McMahon was the CEO. Then when he forced his way back, Stephanie said, "Yeah, I'm gone." Because yeah. she knew something was going to come out.
Yep.
So
nasty motherfucker.
Nasty motherfuckers. Yeah. So why that nigga was there? I don't know. It was like they had no choice. So now Rock is the new member of the executive board. Now he's the new face of the company, for now. But
with a football league on the way.
Oh yeah, the UFL and shit. Yeah, I knew when that shit came out. I was like, when the news broke, I told everybody. Yeah, on Friday, this broke on Thursday. He's gonna be gone by Friday.
Yeah,
I was like, nah, he's not gonna lie. He don't got power like that. It's a wrap. He ain't going no. He's gone. He got his money. He's gone. He's gonna be ridiculed for the rest of his life. That's gonna be his legacy, which is a damn shame because he's the godfather of wrestling.
Yeah,
yeah, pretty heavy stuff, huh?
Power.
And I've been waiting, baby.
My nigga that lost his power. That nigga 50 Cent with all the power.
Got all the power.
That nigga got power. He got Ghost. He got Force. And he got Raising Kanan.
Got BMF. Don't forget about BMF. Shit. What's the last thing we talk about? What happened? What happened last week?
2 weeks ago. Throwing a party.
Throwing a party.
You gonna be there. Everybody gonna be there. You gonna want to be there. Just walked away. I ain't working with my mom. Fuck Rock.
Fuck Rock.
Yeah, fuck Rock. Man. I'm glad they got Wendell Pierce to play Snap. I'm so, bro, have you noticed the pipeline from The Wire to yeah, the Power? Yeah, it's great. It's enjoyable.
Marlo died. Took it like what? He died like a few episodes ago.
No, right? Not Marlo. D'Angelo.
D'Angelo? I thought it was Marlo.
No, that's not Marlo. That's
oh, D'Angelo. Yeah, you're right. I got the name. But yeah,
that D'Angelo. Nigga still ain't learned not to turn his back.
Yep, he got choked out. He got choked. Gave him the same death. Getting choked out.
Got choked out, so they cut this nigga this time. Then he choked him out.
Yeah. So then choked him. Yeah.
Yeah, that's just funny. I ain't working with my moms. Ooh, fuck Rock.
Fuck Rock.
Yeah, fuck Rock.
Everybody hates the moms and their dads in the Power Universe, dog. Everybody hates the mom and dads in the Power Universe, man.
Okay, so then there was, so we had episode 7 and 8. I'm trying to think, quick recap of 7. I don't know, some shit happened. Oh, yeah, 7. Yeah, some shit happened.
Shit happened.
That Uncle Lulu, man, Uncle Lulu, boy.
Uncle Lulu about to die.
Man, that nigga is a very...
He got like two more episodes left.
Yeah, that ain't a wild boy. That's a sad boy.
Yeah, he's super sad. He's super sad. He about to die. He either going to die in the next episode or he's going to die in the finale.
That nigga going to die. Now I understand why Kenny was wearing his jacket in OG Power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he about to die soon.
Marvin going to jail, unfortunately.
Yeah, I see Marvin going to jail. So the real question is, what's going to happen with Rock? Is she going to die? Or is she gonna still be around? Because there's no power. There is no Raising Kanan without Rock. God damn it!
I think we're getting closer and closer to Kanan's still gonna be raised, but it's gonna them niggas is gonna be raising Kanan.
Mm-hmm.
The Thomas family's about to be
put to bed
pretty soon.
Yeah.
So the entire Thomas family about to be put to bed pretty soon. Now we are seeing the conflict between him and Juke.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah, and Juke got into a fight with the girl groups, with her girl, or her
Crystal.
Girl. Yeah, with her gang and shit, and still showed up.
Yep.
And then that part where she was talking to the Marine person, telling him, he's like, oh, if you quit this, it's like breaking a promise. It's like, well, America broke a lot of promises to me. The fuck? Oh, man. And why did Rock kill old girl again? I hella forgot in the end.
Oh, she was the plug for Ronnie and Ronnie and Kanan.
Yep. Shot. and the shit she said. I'm like, oh, I love this bitch. I love this woman, man. I love Rock. They better.
Well, that's definitely gonna come back to bite her in the ass.
Of course it will. This is power. Everything comes back to bite everyone in the ass. Yep. I love this damn show. Don't kill her.
Except for Kanan and Juke.
Yeah, exactly. They can't die.
They're the only two that's safe. We know that.
We know that. But man, Rock. I love Rock. I know everyone else. Just keep Rock alive. Just please. Please let her just be in jail. Let her be old in jail. Or have her just show up in fucking, knowing this show, she's gonna show up on fucking book two.
Yeah. I really like Makai's transition. Makai, I mean, it's a no-brainer. He is Makai Curtis Jackson.
Yes. He's every season, his voice gets deeper.
What you gonna say, Fame? What you got shit to say,
50 didn't get shot when he was a kid, dog. Open your mouth.
You gonna say something?
You're the fucking behave.
Your mom is scary, okay?
He wasn't talking like that in season one.
It's funny because every time Giannis wakes up in the morning, the way his hair is set up, he looks like Famous.
Yeah, Famous. I'm waiting for Famous to die. I don't know when he's gonna die, but he's gonna die soon.
There's a theory that Famous is Kanan's inmate in season one of Power.
Huh.
He said, because they were way, like, he spoke to him in a way that Kanan wouldn't allow anybody else in Power to speak to him. Like, only a friend, like, from way back would speak to him in a way.
True.
That would, so I was like, okay, now I gotta go back and rewatch.
That's the thing about Raising Kanan. It makes you want to go back and rewatch, like, the original series and shit. But another thing you like about it, so you don't even have to do that.
Yeah.
If you're new to the Power Universe, you can literally just watch this.
Yep.
Ah, I love this damn show, man. And then BMF is coming back, and then Book 2 is coming back. Ah, I love that shit. I love that shit.
Shit's amazing.
It's amazing, brother. And stars better appreciate this motherfucker, because they've been canceling shows lately. They canceled Rap Shit.
Yep, they did.
Ugh.
Show did.
Like, we could talk about it. There's no point talking about it.
No, we can't, because I haven't watched it yet.
You know, I mean, they kind of left it on a cliffhanger.
Oh, of course.
I know. It's like, that's some bullshit. Max is trying to get rid of all the original shows.
Man, ever since they left Moesha on a cliffhanger, all these black shows we left on cliffhangers.
That's why I tell people, y'all better appreciate 50 Cent and all these shows he got.
Yeah.
Y'all better appreciate that. He has 1, 2, 3, 4, and then it's BMF, and then he has the BMF spinoffs, right?
Uh-huh.
So he has like 5 shows in rotation.
Wait, does he got a BMF spinoff?
You remember that one? Remember during the mid-season they showed the docuseries on BMF?
That's not a spinoff.
Oh, well, that was
a docuseries.
But whatever, he said he's going to do a spinoff series on BMF.
Then he's going to do the Snoop Doc or biopic series or whatever.
Whatever, but that's like 5. So he got like 5 shits, man. Shout out to 50 Cent, man. Appreciate that, man. Appreciate his shows, man.
Yeah.
Shit.
Raising Kanan is just his own shit, though. It just happens to have a power stamp, but it's
literally 50's story.
Yeah.
Oh man,
it's magnificent.
Well, when it comes to Michael Jackson news, they announced.
Oh my gosh, they getting it right.
Yeah, they announced they're gonna start filming the Michael Jackson movie, the biopic, and they got Jafari Jackson, which is Michael's nephew, which is Jermaine's son. Why you mean?
You've seen his hair.
No, I'm just asking these Jackson. What is it?
No, not Jafari. I'm telling you, you've seen Jermaine's hair. Nothing makes sense with that name.
No, the Jacksons, period. Like, why are you naming your kids this? Michael calling his son Blanket and shit? Fucking, they can call him Jafar. Like, nigga. Why'd Jermaine call him?
Oh, so side note. side note. Damn, I'm drawing a blank. The actor Braxton in Jamie Foxx show. The UPS delivery girl, the one that he was dating on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know in real life that's his wife?
I saw that. I was like, what?
Okay, so they showed his kids. Somebody made a comment and said that's what Michael Jackson's kids were supposed to look like.
Oh, wow.
Somebody said this nigga just had a bunch of Patrick Mahomes.
He's got a whole bunch of Patrick Mahomes. Well, when it comes to the Michael biopic, they announced who's going to play Joe Jackson, and it's Comen Domingo. I saw that, and I'm like, that's perfect casting. That's perfect casting.
I wonder what ass-whooping class he's going to take for training.
Hey, man, shout out to Lawrence Hilton Jacobs. Yeah. Know who he is, right?
Oh, I can't. He ain't got a dream.
That's a definitive Joseph Jackson. Until I see his performance, he's still the definitive Joe Jackson. Oh, Katie, I got a dream.
I ain't never believed a nigga was so mad about a towel being in the pool before in
my
life.
What's a towel in the pool?
Since I saw that performance.
Yeah. Michael! Marlon!
He really wanted to beat their ass with a switch because a towel was in the pool at a fucking wedding reception.
It was after hours, too. Like,
3 in the morning. These niggas had to go on tour the next day. He was mad because he had no control over his son anymore, so he wanted to beat some ass over a towel being in the pool.
Hey, deadass, I would not be surprised if they get Angela Bassett to play his mom again.
Yeah.
Because she still looks the same.
Yeah.
Like, you might as well get her. But Domingo
Coleman. Crazy, 30 years later.
Fuck it. Might as well.
Yep.
And Domingo Coleman as Joe Jackson, I'm like, yeah, that's Joe Jackson. I looked at him like, yeah, you Joe Jackson. Mm-hmm. But, hey, man, old boy from American Dream, Lawrence Jacobs Hilton. Yeah, Lawrence Hilton Jacobs. That's still Joe Jackson to me.
That's a name that just screams, I'll beat your ass with a switch.
Lawrence Hilton Jacobs, yeah! With a switch. Get a switch! You're like watching that when
there's,
I get
there's,
home.
There's Netflix and Raw, and then there's I'll beat your ass Raw.
Hey, when you looked at him, he was Joe Jackson. Like,
yeah.
Like he personified Joe Jackson. Then when you talk to the real Joe Jackson, he sounds like fucking, what's his name? Maine?
Yeah.
Terrence Howard. Joe Jackson. He looks like...
He had so many funny, not funny moments.
In the movie?
Give me some butter pecan.
Give me some butter pecan. I'm laying like it right. Give me some butter pecan. Butter pecan. Yeah, give me some butter pecan.
She left the house. I sent you the money.
I sent you the money, right? Yeah. Sent you the money. I don't want you. I don't want you. I don't want you. I don't want you.
Mother!
They got to recreate that scene.
They do.
Just for the culture. Oh, no. But Jafari Jackson. And you
better. What is yours?
Huh?
The world is yours.
He gonna get an Oscar nomination. Yeah. I told everybody when they do a biopic, whoever they get to play Michael, he's gonna get an Oscar nomination. So, and they're gonna tell the whole story too, supposedly. And I was like, oh shit, you know, it's gonna be rough.
Yeah.
Especially with his makeup, how he looked during the final days and shit. Oh boy.
You know they got AI too, so you know they're gonna show that Pepsi. They're gonna show that Pepsi from a different angle.
Why are you bringing up that shit? It was more funnier in American Dream. He's like, ah! And he just fell down the steps.
Joe looking at him. Get a switch!
Get a switch! That's my son. That's my son. See, I can just quote the movie, man. I feel like going... After I get done with it, I'm going to go watch that damn movie. It's still on YouTube somewhere. I usually always skip the... on the first part of the movie because...
Yeah, there ain't no ass whoopings.
No, as soon as you get... No, it has to start when... She has all the kids. That's where the movie really starts. Yeah. You know, I don't want to give a fuck when they saw each other, when they met. I don't want to see that. Fuck that shit. With a kid with an ass whooping. That's where the movie should start. God damn it. But yeah.
Well, we thought there was a biopic. Uh-huh. It turned out it was just a fire ass album.
So yeah. That's a good transition. 21.
I keep saying it. Keep saying it, and I will stand on this. It's just like the Cowboys. I will proudly be wrong
mm-hmm.
when I pick them and they lose. Mm-hmm. I'm proudly to say I was wrong about 21 Savage.
Same here, bro.
I did not like his music, and I thought it was a bad gimmick. I said I couldn't wait for him to be gone within a year. I'm so glad that brother is still here. Round of applause to 21 Savage, man.
Yes.
American Dream. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Evolved.
Man, the opening line of that song. See, my nigga pescatarian, but he want all the beef. Oh, that nigga said that. I turned that shit all the way up, man. Broke my damn speaker in my car. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that movie was... calling it a damn movie. Nah, album was dope. American Dream, the first song, All of Me. Oh, yeah. Bro.
Great sample. Great sample, man.
Nah, when Greenlaw picked it off, this was the first song I played. Yes. This was my shit. This whole album was good. And I love how he just used soul samples throughout the entire album. You know, I love Red Rum.
Red Rum. The video is just ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
NHIE with Doja Cat. Doja Cat came hard on that. Pause.
Letter to my brother, though. Mm-hmm. Oh, letter to my brother.
Letter to my brother.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Talking about all the niggas that fucking, you know, left him and Young Thug and shit like that.
Yeah.
Prove It with Summer Rock Walker. That was fire. Should have wore a bonnet with Brett Fires. Dark Days, the last song with Mariah the Scientist. Like, that whole album just flowed. That was one. This is, as of right now, this is one of the best rap albums of the year so far. It's top my list.
I enjoyed the, him incorporating his mom.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice. I really forgot that nigga's from Britain.
I didn't.
I really forgot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that shit really popped up during the Super Bowl one time, and I was like, what the fuck? Yeah.
I remember, yep.
What the fuck you mean this nigga got deported?
Yeah.
And then I forgot. And then it came up, and I was like, oh, yeah, he did get deported.
Yeah. And then the rollout for the album was perfect because it made it look like it was a movie trailer. It was the All of Me video, but it was a movie trailer. People thought it was going to drop on July 4th and shit. Yep. He had Donald Glover in there and shit. And I knew it was a parody. I was like, this ain't dropping on July 4th. This ain't a damn movie. Even though it said Lionsgate.
You didn't correct me last week.
Huh?
You didn't correct me on the last episode.
Well, I sure didn't, but still.
You even went and looked up the little nigga from Stranger Things to get his name right so we could applaud him.
Yeah, he was good, though. He was good, though.
The one thing I was laughing at hysterically was when the actors they got for Highly Questionable for Dan Le Batard, Poppy, and Bomani.
Yeah.
That nigga looked nothing like Bomani at all.
At all. At all.
And I was so, it was so funny that how Bomani was reacting. He had a fun time with it, too. He was like, that, I don't know who they got, but that is not me.
Oh, man. But yeah, shout out to 21 Savage.
21. Yep, that's the bar. Mm-hmm. That is the bar. You don't have to come compete with 21 Savage.
Our other albums dropped. Benny the Butcher dropped. Everybody Can't Go. Still haven't listened to it yet.
Get on that. We want that ready for the next episode.
Lil Dicky dropped the soundtrack to Dave.
Don't have that ready for the next episode.
Oh, yeah. People were dissing the album, but I was like, dude, it wasn't meant to be really liked like this. But hey, fuck it. I liked it. Who else dropped the Clarence of the, not Clarence,
the soundtrack?
The Book of Clarence. It's got the gangster. Real name is Clarence.
Oh, you. Side note. Mm. What's gonna happen if the Lions win? What's your fandom with Eminem?
Oh. Yeah, M's the ops.
Damn.
Yeah. You heard me. M's the ops right now. If Lions win. Nah, I probably won't have a favorite rapper no more.
Damn.
It'll go down to Jay-Z will become my official favorite rapper. He'll be number one now on my list.
And they got him on Renegade, huh?
Yeah, at this point. Yeah, you know what? I think Jay-Z did have the better verse on Renegade. I don't think about it. MGK really did get him on fucking Rap Devil. I think Benzino was right a bit. I don't think he deserved to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Should have been De La Soul or a Tribe Called Quest. One of them niggas.
Umar was right.
Huh?
Umar was right.
Dr. Umar was right. I'm like, all these I'm having an epiphany right now. Like, huh. Yeah, we'll find out Sunday. He's still cool now. But you in the way of my dream, man, Marshall.
White man in the way of a black man's dream. Yeah.
Marshall, I got a dream. Shit. Anyway, speaking of Marshall Mathers, how 20 something years later, he still finds a way to be part of some shit. People still can't stop talking about him.
Is he coming to Santa Clara to watch the game?
I don't know. That nigga stays in Detroit. I'll be shocked if he does come to Santa Clara. Someone said it's flat out. If they show Eminem on the screen, do we have to boo him? And I said, hey, at the end of Stan hated him in the end. So yes, it's okay to boo him. He did. This is the last time I ever write your ass. I wouldn't be surprised if he's in Santa Clara, but knowing him, he'll probably still be in Detroit watching at home.
Yeah.
Because he's like staying in his hole. This is the most I've ever seen him active on social media for the Lions and shit. I mean, he's happy.
Hey, bro, side note real quick before we tap into the beef shit. Mm-hmm. Michigan just, man, what a month. Mm-hmm. Motherfuckers won national championship.
Yep.
Fucking Lions. Harbaugh, I mean, not direct, but, you know, they can save Harbaugh's legacy because he dipped out, went to the Chargers. Then they get the, you know, nigga that was crying.
Yep.
Got him as the head coach. And then the motherfucking Fab Five reunited for the first time in 30 years in the Chrysler Arena.
Yeah.
Man, Michigan.
And the Pistons are still trash. They can't have everything.
You can't have everything.
They either said, hey, you can have the Pistons be mediocre or you can have all this glory. You can't. You can have football, basketball. Ain't no in between.
Yeah.
It's football.
You still got Malice at the Palace.
Of course. Of course. Of course. Word of Thor.
Yeah.
So anyway, Marshall Mathers is still in the news because of his love for the Lions. And he showed up on Lyrical Lemonade's album, All Is Yellow, which is Cole Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
And he decided to drop the remix to Doomsday or Doomsday Part 2, which is the second half of Doomsday Part 1 that had Juice WRLD and Cordae rapping over the Role Model beat. And this time, M was rapping over the Role Model beat, like a remix version of it. And just the way M sounded, he sounded so bored. He said he had a cold. It was like lyrical exercise for him. And it's been 20 years. He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Sold millions of records. His legacy's intact. He's just going to punch down. So he started dissing Benzino for no fucking reason.
On site.
People going, oh, how come he's not going to get that game? Why? So he can give Wack 100 some clout? No, I ain't going to do that shit. Fuck that. Fuck Benzino. He's like, what's the opposite of Benzino? Oh, what did he say? What's the opposite? Fuck
Benzino.
Fuck Benzino.
Yeah, fuck Benzino.
Yeah, fuck Benzino.
People can't see when we do it. You got to do it like Snaps did it on when he raised the glass.
Yeah.
Fuck Rock. Yeah, fuck Rock.
Fuck Benzino. Yeah, fuck Benzino. Benzino. People are like, why is he still doing that? Because he's bored. M is bored. He got nothing else to do. He probably recorded that right before the Lions season or when it was in the middle of the Lions season. If it was in the middle of the Lions season, he probably would have recorded that shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, Benzino trying to look for a Vlad interview to talk about his ass and M setting up a party to watch the NFC Championship. There's levels to this shit.
Yep.
He's just punching. He's like Dave Chappelle. I'm just going to be punching down on your ass. Hope on the next record he disses cannabis. Why not? I'm rich. I'm in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He doesn't even have to drop an album, bro. Like the Curtain Call was like number 20 on Billboard right now.
You think you're going to diss Lupe or Cuddy?
Probably not. But that's a beat that got squashed because for the longest time, Lupe Fiasco has had beef with Kid Cudi for the most pettiest shit. And Kid Cudi just squashed his beef with Kanye, which doesn't surprise me because everybody squashes their beef with Kanye for whatever reason. And Lupe's like, nah, fuck that nigga. Then Kid Cudi was just like, I don't know why that man hates me so much. I have nothing but love for him. And Lupe's like, nah, fuck that nigga because he said some shit about me on Twitter about me fucking taking money from fans for verses and nah, fuck him. And every time I try to talk to him, he avoided me, so fuck him.
Fuck Cuddy.
Yeah, fuck Cuddy. Yeah, fuck Cuddy. Yeah, so they just started going back and forth and Lupe just could not let the shit go. And then then Kid Cudi said, you know what? I'm sorry for whatever I did. I'm really sorry, my brother. Da, 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 da. And Lupe is like, okay, yeah, and there it is. And then he's like, you know what? This ain't good enough. I need to hear from you. And then someone's like, what do you apologize for? He's like, nah, I was thinking about it, and I still wanted to beat his ass. So then, long story short, what long story less long, that? They ended up getting in contact, and they...
Oh, yeah.
What happened to your sound?
There is powerful niggardry at work here.
Long story less long, they ended up talking, and they finally squashed their beef after all these years.
The end.
Round of applause, finally, so they can probably work together. Love Cuddy. Yeah, love Cuddy.
Yeah, love Cuddy.
Yeah, there's that. And that, about damn time. Meanwhile, the women are fighting.
When are they not?
Yeah, Megan Thee Stallion decided to drop a new record called Hiss, where she just addresses everyone that's going at her. And she decided to drop some subliminals. She needed to get off her chest. She decided to drop some subliminals to, what's it called? To Nicki Minaj. The lyrics go, "These hoes don't be mad at Megan. These hoes mad at Megan's Law. I don't really know what the problem is, but I guarantee y'all don't want me to start. Bitch, you a pussy. Never finna check me. Every chance you get, bet your weak ass won't address me." Megan's Law is the law that you put in place to take down sex offenders. If you don't know, well, of course, if y'all don't know this, Nicki Minaj's husband is a sex offender. And yeah, that sparked Nicki, and Nicki just, as of right now, she's still on Twitter talking shit to Megan.
She's still on Twitter.
Yeah, she she is.
I don't know why that's funny.
What?
She's still on Twitter talking shit about Megan.
Yeah, I mean, she did go into the booth like literally like instantly and called her Bigfoot. Like, you got big feet, you got Bigfoot, like some shit like
fuck Bigfoot.
Yeah, fuck Bigfoot.
I'm telling you, you can apply anything. All these ways and canon lines, you apply them to anything, it's going to go.
Yeah, pretty much.
Who says shit about Megan?
Who says shit about Megan? Who says shit about Megan? Not Megan. Megan. Got a slurry. Megan. But that didn't just stop there. She got a Drake, too. She said, "These niggas hate on BBLs and be walking around with the same scars. Real curvy, no edges. Niggas fight to get in my section. Don't speak of my body count if the dick ain't worth coming back to for seconds. Crossfade gangsters, fake ass accents. Posted another nigga hood like a bad bitch." Pretty much she's alluding that Drake still gets surgery on his body and shit like that with the abs and shit.
Okay. I was lost for a second. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah. When she said fake ass BBLs, they make fun of my BBL, but they got the same scars as me. That's what she's pretty much alluding at. And when she said the fake ass accents, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, she's talking to Drake because Drake dissed her on her yeah, loss and shit.
Mines and tings and them's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Drake also dissed Mos Def.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Mos Def said his music sounds like it's, what's it called? Shopping music?
Get played at Target.
Which is true. I've heard Drake played in Target once.
Oh, I hear it all the time.
I hear it.
And started the whole tripod video shit. Come on. Let's talk about tripods.
What's his name?
Fuck tripods.
Yeah, fuck tripods.
And I've been waiting, baby.
He got popular on Twitter because this nigga goes, it like he went viral for the a day in the life.
Yeah,
that's what he is. His name is, because what the fuck's your name? Yeah, fuck this nigga. Yeah, fuck this nigga.
That content is draining. I'm saying this. The content itself is not draining. The making of that content is draining. You know how long it takes to put that damn tripod up and put it anywhere? Bruh, I worked in for an NFL team and had to put a tripod everywhere. That shit takes a minute to do.
His name's Drew Walls.
You gotta put that shit everywhere.
Yeah, his name's Drew.
You gotta worry about somebody trying to steal that shit.
Yeah, I think it's just funny when you have to film yourself getting into a parking spot. So you gotta get up out the car, put your tripod there, film yourself getting into the parking spot, then getting out the car and walking to the fucking store. Then you gotta stop, go over, pick up the tripod, place it right in front of the door to show yourself getting a cart and then walking into the shit, then stop it, pick up the tripod.
That's just dedication, bro. Like, I'm going home. I'm not. That's the type of content I'm not willing to make.
And then film yourself walking into your house.
Bro, when I go to Target, I pull up for the drive-up. I order from the app. I put what stall I came into, and they put it in the trunk, and I leave.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
That's the content I'm doing.
No, but
watch me pull up in first person shooter mode, and then watch me leave.
Yeah, exactly. But this nigga always plays Drake's music during everything, from him waking up, working out, do whatever. It's always Drake's music, and it's just I just look at this shit like, this is some weirdo ass shit, but whatever. And he was getting slandered like a motherfucker, but then he was getting hella traction that he ended up getting a bag from ESPN promoting the fucking NFL playoffs. Yep. And he got Drake's attention that Drake even filmed his own version of it. But Drake is so corny, he couldn't even do that shit right. Nigga was filming himself, looking at the fireplace.
Then he got the attention from the throat goat herself.
Oh, Tiana Trump.
And then now the market's going to be saturated with these tripod videos, because once these horny ass, goofy ass niggas see that shit, everybody thinks that they can get Tiana Trump in their DMs.
Mm-hmm.
And man,
it's literally a section on social media, like on fucking TikTok and Instagram. People be doing that shit.
I saw a funny one where it was the three point of views colliding. Where some dude was setting up the tripod, got in the way of another dude's tripod. I mean, it's one big ass skit.
Yeah.
But he got in the way of another dude's tripod while the Target employee was doing her tripod shit and was telling they can't shoot or whatever.
Yeah.
It was one just big ass catastrophe of shit. And it was just, that's funny.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Pretty soon he's probably going to get a Target check too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not mad at him. It's still corny, but hey, man, get your money.
Hey, man. Russell Wilson's corny. He gets back.
And he goes home to Sierra.
Yeah. Hey, man, corny pay sometimes.
Yeah, man.
Don't make it less corny, but shit. Hey, sometimes, man, you got to get a corny bag.
Get a corny bag. Money's money, nigga.
Yeah.
Corny money is good.
Shit, you see the price of grapes?
Shit. But yeah, when it comes to Nikki and them, whatever. As long as he goes into the booth.
Yeah.
Yeah. And see what else. We touched on beef. We touched on power. What else is there?
That's all I got.
Shit, man. We flew through them motherfuckers.
Yep.
That's big, man. God damn, man.
Nasty motherfucker.
As soon as I said he shit on you, you were just like, oh, God. Yeah. Okay, well, I'm still... that's good. Man, why'd you say Kyle Williams? This is episode 302 of the Most Consistent Podcast in the Yay Area. You can always follow us on Twitter.
X.
Yeah, fuck X. You can follow me at Mr. Buzzby for lowercase 08. You can follow me at Instagram at Mr. Buzzby and at Theological Sense. You could always follow us on Twitter at Theological SP. You can always follow us on Instagram at Theological Sense and, of course, on the Facebook.
Give me a hell yeah!
Follow me at JC No
Hutties!
Pick my word of the year.
Hey.
I ain't gonna share it till the end of the year.
Hey.
Added a couple more goals.
Hey.
I ain't gonna share them till the end of the year.
Hey.
What else I do? I took more pictures of Giannis.
Hey.
I ain't gonna share them till the end of the month. Hey. I'm learning the power and privacy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best way to do that. You gotta be private, man.
Yep. Cherishing the moments. That boy's getting big as hell.
I want to end this shit by saying, fuck Vince McMahon.
Yeah, fuck Vince McMahon.
We out.
Nasty son of a bitch.
Nasty motherfucker. We out.
Peace.
Peace.